Welcome to the Exclusive Podcast. My name is Delight Magnus, aka The Exclusive. The Exclusive is spelled DexclisiVe. All right. So, as said in my previous podcast, we're going to be on a series called I Am. And today we're talking about I am useful. I am useful. What does it mean to be useful? When you say something is useful, it has a purpose. So what does purpose mean? Purpose is the original intent in the heart of the creator when creating something, when making something. The original problem is meant to solve. The original solution is meant to provide to a particular person, situation, or whatsoever. I am a strong believer that everything, everyone has a purpose in which it exists. You have a purpose in which you exist. That is why I say that you are useful. I am useful. I have a purpose for my existence and I am useful. So I posted something on my Instagram. I think that was 2 weeks back. And I was talking about the power of purpose. The power of purpose. And I just listed three things I got to experience for myself after finding my purpose that I got to experience. Number one, you become original. You're not trying to be a copy of anybody because you know that there is a particular thing that you are meant to solve. You are not going to be a copy of anybody because you understand that your purpose is different from the next person. Every single person has one significant purpose. You have just one purpose in this life. Yeah, you can do other things, but there is just one purpose for everybody. So it makes you original. Secondly, it makes you unconsciously creative. You're creative because every single moment you're thinking of a fancy way, a new way, innovative way for you to accomplish this purpose you have brought into the earth for. And the third one, which is very important, is that it makes you understand that there is no need for suicide. You have something that you have to do. So suicide is not an option. Suicide is not an option. For someone who suffered from depression when I was younger, I was depressed because I felt like I wasn't useful. I was getting perfect grades. I was the best in my class. I would represent my school in the school competitions. I would represent my school in the school competitions. If they ever needed somebody to serve as an MC or moderate a program, Delight is your girl. Moderator of a talk show, Delight is your bae. And all that. But still, I still felt like there was something missing. I still felt like I wasn't useful because, okay, someone can do the same thing. I don't know why they keep choosing me. I felt like I wasn't useful. I felt like I was big for nothing. I felt like, okay, I can be replaced at any time. If I leave, this person can probably do a better job than me because I did not know my purpose. And I'm so grateful to God that I actually made it to actualize my purpose, because a lot of people you see that commit suicide, they have money, they have fame, they have power, they have authority, they have what you think someone should have in life. But the main thing you should have in life that makes life more interesting is your purpose. Purpose makes life interesting. Purpose makes you wake up every morning with so much excitement to go out your day just to interact with someone that is related to what you have to accomplish. Purpose, you're happy talking about whatever it is that makes you happy. So I'm telling you that you are useful. You have a purpose. You have a reason why you're here on planet Earth. And this episode is to help you get a glimpse of it. I can't really define your purpose fully. You have to do that to yourself. So before we continue, I just want to lay a little bit of foundation. Discovering your purpose takes time. Discovering your purpose takes time. You may have a little glimpse of it and it could be, oh my God, this is very big. Purpose is different from vision. Purpose is different from vision. Vision is very large, but purpose is just that minute little twinkle star that you are, that is inside of you, that is meant to shine bright. It's that light that people have to see. Your vision is very large, but your purpose is just a very little thing. It's like your little contribution to this big world. So if you have a pen and paper, this will make it easier for you so we can do this. But if you don't, you can keep listed. And firstly, I need you to just say, I am useful. I am useful. Okay, so first, you are useful. So the first thing you have to know in your usefulness is your brand name. Your brand name. Your brand name could be whatever name you wanted. But when you hear the name, you kind of have an identity to you. It could be maybe a nickname you like to call yourself or your friends call you and you really love that name. You can make use of your first name. Delight Magnus is my first name. Just write it down. You can make use of a nickname. Like I like to call myself the exclusive. I give you the meaning of it, of excellence. So that's your brand name. You can start. You can make use of your full name. Anything that just makes you comfortable. That once you see this, you know that it is you. You're going to call that your brand name. Then we're going to go straight to it. In actualizing your purpose, it is very much connected with what you do or what you can do. I need to lay things out there. Like I can sing, I can dance, I can talk, I can speak, I can write. I don't know, probably you can draw. I don't know how to draw. No, I don't. You can paint. You're a creative thinker. You're all these. A lot of us have plenty of talent. You're a web developer, you're a content creator. You're very good when it comes to mechanics, that's spare parts of instruments and all that. You're very good when it comes to technology. You're very good when it comes to cyberspace. Whatever it is, write it down. Then from these elements, we're going to draw a Venn diagram. If you go to my YouTube channel, The Exclusive TV, you see the Venn diagram. If you watch this particular video, the Venn diagram will be available over there, so you know what a Venn diagram is. So you're going to draw a Venn diagram, and you're going to try and connect the dots, connect everything. Like, I can put in my Venn diagram, music and dance, where they meet is in entertainment. My songwriting, they all meet in entertainment. Then my public speaking, my organization skills, my leadership skills, all that can link in leadership or link in talk. Just try to draw a Venn diagram and create this. Some of you, you're going to get the whole unit. That's all your talents are connected. Some of you are going to, you're going to have a Venn diagram like mine, one about entertainment and one about consultation or teaching. You're going to have different. There's nowhere where these two elements are meeting. Don't worry, we're going to continue with that. So you're going to draw a Venn diagram. Then out of this Venn diagram, you're going to look at the one that you're more interested in. Like I could sing, I could dance, but I was not interested in the entertainment industry. No. So know your interest. That's things that, like, when I turned on the television when I was younger, the first thing I wanted to do was watch Moments with Mo. I just enjoyed her talk. She standing with the audience and they asking people on stage, like four or five people, asking them questions. Rather, I like the arguments, the lessons at the end of everything. So it's just fun to watch Mo on stage. I enjoyed watching Abel Campbell. Channels television back then, the morning, what they call it, the morning hour, I've forgotten. That was when I first saw Ibra. I just liked his presentation skills. I enjoyed, if I'm watching an event, I'm more interested in the MC or the person organizing that I am in the whole thing. I could be watching a pageant on TV. It's not like I like pageantry, but I'm not interested in the person talking. If I'm watching the NBC Awards, I'm more interested in the person giving the award. Or people, their speeches they make after being given the award. So I was more interested in talking, congregational speaking, speaking in front of people, and I was in my singing and my dancing and all those other talents. They are not useless. Everything, every ability that you have is for a purpose, for a reason. But in the whole, what is your unique purpose and an entity as a person? So look for the one you're more interested in, that if you're surfing the internet, once you see something related to that, you're excited. Like, I could be watching YouTube videos. I can watch up to 10 to 20 TED Talk videos straight, and I won't get tired of watching people talk. I won't get tired of watching them, their presentation skills, how they tell their stories, and how everything just keeps flowing. So I was interested in people talking. I was interested in talking. You can be interested in talking. Some of you comedy, some of you whatsoever it is, that the when you draw your Venn diagram, you now think of the kind of people you're interested in. I was interested in people like Ebuka. I was interested in Mo. I love to watch the real time talk show. So that was it. So people you're interested in, things that you're willing to spend your time on, that can help you narrow down your Venn diagram to what you do. So what I do is talk, think, speak. So if my purpose now, I have the beginning part, I use my creativity, voice, and writing. I use my creativity, voice, and writing. So this is what you do. You can use your paintings, you can use your music, you can use your distinct, whatever the talent is that you've narrowed down in your Venn diagram. You can use this to do what? So now you use, we found out your brand name, I am Delight. I use my voice, creativity, and writing too. So now, what is the end result you want people to get after making use of what you do? Maybe when people see your paintings or they see your drawings, how do you want them to feel? Do you want them to feel happy? Let me make a very good use of the musician, Johnny Drill. He uses his music, his lyrics, his sound to teach you about love. Most of these are to teach you about love. You think all these musicians, they just open their mouth and they sing. No. They don't just open their mouth. They are still the musicians who open their mouth and they sing. And that is why they are not an entity. And after a while, they fade away, or you see them going through some things or the other. Though they are the ones that know their purpose separate from music. You can know how to sing and still have your purpose separate from music. But if you have a purpose of singing, it makes your music more interesting and you don't easily drift away. Like Burna Boy. Burna Boy's music is for you to have fun, but your eyes be enlightened. Your eye be open to the things that happen around you, happen in life. You read through his lyrics. If you read through his lyrics, he's teaching you about having fun. There's life is hard, but you can still have fun. Even if life is hard, even if all these things are happening around you, that is the message he gives to you at the end of every single sound, at the end of every single music. Johnny Drill teaches you about love. That's the message he gives to you at the end of everything. So we know what we do, we know the message we're going to give her. Like, what do you want people to feel after they read your poetry, after they listen to your poetry? Is it to bring them closer to God? Is it to make them know about love? Is it for them to have joy and have hope in this life, even after everything? What is the end result you want them to get? What are you teaching them? What do you want them to know? Jolie teaches us about love. So I use my voice, creativity, and writing to help you develop your mind and your character. Developing your mind and your character is what I help you do. That's what I help you do. Shadadu teaches us about love. Burna Boy teaches us about the lessons of life or things that are happening in our environment and still has fun. So what? So now, so what? I teach you to develop your mind and character so you can become an excellent version of yourself and function better in life. Genji teaches you about love so you can love another person better. His music is not just about relationship love. He sings about his family, sings about his dad, sings about a lot of things. But all these things die down or boils down to love. That is his purpose. So I teach you with my writing, creativity, and voice to develop your mind and character so you can become an excellent version of yourself. That's just what purpose is. Purpose is not what you do for yourself. Purpose is making use of what you know, your talent, to give people an information that will give them an end result, or to give people an experience that will give them an end result. Then another thing when it comes to your purpose, you have your target audience. When I talk about target audience, there are people that are going to frustrate your purpose. That's why it's not that you tell everybody. There are some people you will tell about what you have in mind, and they're going to accept you with their full heart, full mind, full heart, full everything that they got. But there are people you're going to tell your purpose, and they'll be like, what's this person talking about? Like me, my target demography is young minds. You can't see me talking to an old man of 18, 17. Yes, I can come across them, I can cross their path and gain knowledge, I can cross their path and gain what I will have to gain or what I need to gain. But that is not my target demography when it comes to my purpose. That is not the people. Like probably right now, listening to this audio, there are people of, because I give myself a range of 15 to 30. There are people probably above 30 listening to this. Yes, they will come across your material. They will come across your content. They will meet you. They will get a little bit of experience from you. They will learn something from you. But they are not part of your purpose. When Aramali is writing his songs, Aramali is not writing his song for people in their 70s or 90s or 80s. He doesn't have them in mind. There's a particular set of people he has in his mind when he's writing his music. When you're writing your music, you're writing your music for music lover. Like if I'm an Afrobeat artist, I'm writing my music for people who love Afrobeat. I'm not writing my music for people who love blues or jazz. So there's a target for you. There's a target demography. Your purpose is not for everybody. Let me make a very good instance. The pen and the pencil. The pen and the pencil can function in both ways. I've seen people make use of Bic, Biro to draw. I've seen people make use of pencil to draw. I've seen people use Bic to write. I've seen people make use of pencil to write. If the pencil artist decides to use a pen to draw, he may make a mistake and he'll be finding an eraser, but it will not be able to clean off, or the thickness of the ink will not be effective for him to use to draw. So, and there are different types of pencils. There's the pencil for shading, there's a pencil for drawing straight lines, there's a pencil for drawing thick lines, thin lines, faded lines. There are different types of pencils. These different types of pencils are different things to the artist. They are different things to different people. So your purpose is a particular thing to someone. That is why most times when you try to force your purpose on somebody, like by all means you're going to listen to my message, by all means you're going to do this, they don't get it. I'm a Christian, so I'm going to use an example in the Bible. Stephen. That when he went out to preach to the people, at the end of the day, they stoned him. Still, that same message was preached by Paul in a congregation, but they accepted the word. Why? Because those people that stoned Stephen were not the people, that message was not for them. The Bible didn't record any transformation from at least one person. Their hearts were not ready for it. You have to know the people that you're called to serve. That's why I said your purpose takes time. It's going to take you a very, very, very long time. Right now, I may feel like I've gotten my purpose, but funny enough, it keeps shrinking and shrinking and shrinking till it becomes this little, little twinkle star. It's going to keep reducing, and you're going to niche down to your particular problem you're going to be solving. Every day, you're going to find more and more and more and more things about yourself. So now, in a little form, we have written down our instruction manual. You know, when an instruction manual, the first thing you see is the brand name. We've done that. The next thing you're going to see is the result you're going to get from making use of this program, this making use of this product or this drug or whatsoever. Then after that, you'll now see the instruction, not for children under the age of, not if you are at this age or social age, takes this dosage. So we've written the instruction manual. Even with your instruction manual, you're going to have to practice and practice and practice till you become perfect at it. So I am useful, you are useful. Till next time, I remain Delight Magnus, aka The Exclusive. In case you have any question for me, you can ask me my Instagram. Instagram is at Delight Magnus. You can follow me on my Facebook page, The Exclusive. YouTube is The Exclusive TV. Twitter is also The Exclusive, or you search Delight Magnus. So I'm either Delight Magnus or The Exclusive. Everywhere you go, anywhere you search either Delight Magnus or The Exclusive, and you will get to me. And also, if you like what I'm doing and you wish to support The Exclusive podcast, you can make use of Shukran or Patreon. The link will be somewhere in the description of this podcast, of this audio, or you just go to the link tree, that is linktr.ee/DexClissive _podcast podcast. Till next time. Bye.